Good morning to all of you. It's always a blessing to celebrate this Eucharist. Thank you for getting up so bright and early and coming to Mass today to glorify God and to celebrate the great feast of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, which we do every Sunday with great devotion and great purpose. Today's Gospel reminds us of the primacy of God in our lives, that God is everything for us. I've been blessed to go on retreat to Gethsemane Abbey in Kentucky. It's a Trappist monastery, and it's in the middle of nowhere. And when you get there, there's a gate with two words above the gate. And it says, God alone. God alone. That if you go there, you can have God, or you can have the world, but you can't have both. Søren Kierkegaard was a great Danish Protestant theologian, and he said that holiness is willing the one thing. Willing the one thing. Willing God. Giving God primacy in our life. Letting God be God. This Friday night I was blessed to be at a Matthew Kelly talk at St. Leonard's in Muskego, who writes a lot of books and has really become famous around the world for speaking of a renewed Catholicism. And he was speaking about living our lives with passion and purpose. And he said to do so, we need to grasp four essentials. We need to know who we are. We need to know why we're here. We need to know what's important. And we need to know what isn't important. Isn't that what King Solomon prayed for in today's first reading? An understanding heart, a divine wisdom, to know what is right, to know what is important, to know what is true, to know who we are and why we're here. We're all here this morning because we are convicted that we are children of God, and that God for us is everything. Yet it's so difficult to live day by day, moment by moment with that awareness, because there's so many other things in our lives that intrude, that demand our attention, that cause us anxiety, that give us stress, that make us think about anything other than God. We could almost say there's a conspiracy in modern culture to keep us so busy, so distracted, our lives so filled with noise that we can never listen to that tiny whispering voice of God in our hearts. And today's gospel, with the pearl of great price and the buried treasure in the field, it seems that God hides himself on purpose. His faith would be so much easier if God just came out into the open and said, here I am. If God did some amazing miracle that would get the attention of the whole human race, then we would believe. We believe with great ease because it would be so clear and self-evident. But that doesn't seem to be how God works. God hides himself in order to draw us into faith. God buries himself in a field. God is the pearl of great price that perhaps only one merchant understood its value. So that when we come to the vision of faith, suddenly we see things clearly. We see things as they are. We see this hidden God made manifest in the Eucharist, in the sacraments, in our prayer, in one another, in the poor, in the scriptures. Once we have that understanding heart, we realize that we're like fish in the ocean, and God is the water. God is everything and everywhere for us. But how difficult it is to live giving God primacy, letting God be God for us. So I love reading the lives of the saints because so many of them lived passionately disordered lives before they discovered the pearl of great price, before they gained that wisdom of heart. But once they discovered the buried treasure, they were reckless in their pursuit of it. And they were willing to sacrifice everything in order to find it and be grasped by it. And so we think of Francis of Assisi giving away all of his property down to his clothes, giving away a lot of his father's property as well to the poor, and going off to live with the lepers. Think of Mother Teresa leaving the security of a convent in Calcutta where she had taught upper-class girls for a very long time, and thought that was the epitome of her vocation, until she felt God calling her to go out to the slums, and she left the security of her convent and never looked back. Perhaps the radicality of the saints is something off-putting to us, because we live quiet lives here in Milwaukee. We struggle to pay our bills. We need to have a house and clothes and food. We can't go off to the third world and serve the needs of the poor. And yet, is God not calling us to a radicality of heart? To let God be God in our life, and to be serious about the removal of sin and any distraction that keeps us from truly seeing Him as the pearl of great price, as the treasure buried in the field. What is one specific thing that each one of us can do in our lives? And the answer will be different for each one of us. What's one specific thing we could do this week to clear away some of the noise, to clear away some of the distraction, to allow God to truly be at the center of our life, that it is God alone, that holiness is willing the one thing, that we know who we are, we know why we're here, we know what's important, and conversely, we know what isn't important. My vision of the Last Judgment is, after my death, I'm going to wake up in this brilliantly white room filled with light, and there's going to be a computer and a pot of coffee and two chairs in the room. And God is going to show up. He's going to come into the room. We're going to sit down. And He's going to show me on the computer the entire trajectory of my life from the moment I was born until the moment I died. Imagine watching your entire life in the presence of the Almighty. And I'll see there the great moments. Moments when I believed, when I did the right thing, when I was generous, when I was loving, when I was faithful. But imagine the pain of also watching the moments when I was unfaithful, when I was selfish, when I was sinful, when I fell so far short of the mark. But to see the entire film of my life and to watch it in the presence of God and then to have Him pronounce judgment on it. A judgment of mercy, but also a judgment of truth, as the very end of today's gospel reminds us. That at the end we will be called to give an account of our life here on earth. The film of our life is still rolling now. And so from this moment until the moment of our death, we can fill it with whatever we choose. We can fill it with prayer and devotion and generosity and love and service of the poor and the sacraments and the study of scriptures and affection. Or we can fill it with the quiet pursuit of our own complacent interests. God gives us the choice. But at the end, our life is the product of all of those little choices every single day. And so the cameras are still rolling. Our lives are still unfolding. We are still living the great drama of our human existence. But today's gospel, today's liturgy reminds us that this life is short and eternity is long, and that we have just a few brief moments to do something beautiful and glorious for God that no one else can do. So it means, relatively speaking, in about 12 minutes, we're going to be there. We're going to be at that judgment seat of Christ, and He's going to ask us, what did you do with your life? What did you do with this glorious gift of life that I gave you? This day, this moment, this present time, we are in the presence of the pearl of great price. We have discovered the treasure buried in the field, and that treasure is made manifest to us in the Word of God and in the Eucharist. So we are privileged to receive that pearl of great price within us when we come up to receive the Eucharist, and to carry that gift of Jesus away with us into the world to live as His beloved children. Today we pray for that wisdom that Solomon received that understanding heart that knows what is right and true and good, and for the grace to live it out with joy and conviction, with the recklessness of the saints, knowing that whatever we sacrifice or give up in this life is nothing compared to the glory to be revealed in us in the kingdom of heaven.